Welcome back here on Radio On The Go News. We're joined by the DECA advisor for Applington-Parkersburg, Stacy Asher. As the DECA chapter at AP, a cool honor here recently. Emma Hahn and Ellie Reitz got first place in the state DECA competition for the Community Giving Project category. And Stacy, a cool honor for two AP Falcons.
Yes, absolutely. It's just we're in our first year of creating the DECA chapter, and DECA is attempting to prepare emerging leaders and entrepreneurs, and so anything business and even hospitality and tourism related, we are attempting to kind of build up this chapter and get students prepared for their future, no matter where that takes them.
And for Emma and Ellie, what the process looked like for them to put together their community giving project to compete at state?
Ellie and Emma put together the project of Murder Mystery, which is something they actually had been working on previously before the DECA chapter started. But this year specifically, they were working with the Parkersburg Historical Home and creating a murder mystery that had actual characters involved that were or had ties to the Historical Society, and their part in entering the written competition for the Community Giving Project was just that, to basically write up the idea that they had, and then they had an opportunity to get that submitted prior to the competition on February 15th at Southeast Polk High School, where their project was evaluated, the written portion, prior to, and they didn't know the results of that going into the presentation in front of the judges, but they got the opportunity to present the project to a judge, and they basically kind of took the judge through it, and by the end of the 20-minute presentation that they were allotted, the judge was able to try to make a guess as far as who was the culprit of the mystery. And so that judge really spoke highly of the project and thought it was so unique and really enjoyed it. And that was the feedback that I got directly from the girls. And so the whole part of the community giving, too, is to promote the great historical home that we have here in the Parkersburg community. So giving back in that way as well.
And so from your perspective, getting a chance to work with this DECA chapter, getting it going at AP, the valuable skills you think this is helping students develop so they can be future leaders and business owners in the future?
There were different types of competitions that the students could choose to participate in. Most of them participated in what they like to call a role play situation. And so they chose a category such as like sports and marketing or principles of entrepreneurship or apparels in the marketing realm. And they would receive two scenarios and then perform in front of a judge and basically pitch their ideas. So that communication, eye contact, and just being able to share creative ideas with the judges, all of the students that competed at the state level were able to do that. One additional notable recognized as well, we did have another student place fifth in the marketing campaign, also somewhat community related. His name is Caden Headley, and he is a freshman here at Applington Parkersburg. He also created a written project, and it was almost like a donation for the cause. And he created a written document as well and presented in front of the judge. And a fifth place, they only award or recognize seven. So we were really proud of that accomplishment as well.
From your three students that received placement and then also the others with this DECA chapter, the feedback you've received from them being part of something like this, because it's different from their daily school responsibilities, really helping them with professional development.
The kids have really kind of grown into their own as far as just thinking of different ways to solve problems, you know, critical thinking, communicating, and really kind of building a unique niche within Applington Parkersburg and getting this chapter up and running. I couldn't be more proud of the students and just how they've kind of gone out and tried something new. And so I'm really appreciative of the students that competed at the state level and even at the district level back in November.
Final thoughts to our listeners here, Stacy, on how members of the Applington Parkersburg community can help support this chapter and your students with this great professional development that they're a part of.
I think there's probably several ways, you know, as the chapter develops, of course, and being able to send students to districts and states and things to that nature. I'm always looking for somebody that might want to come in and help judge a preliminary contest. And so just their expertise in the business world would be great to invite them into one of our meetings and kind of give out and brainstorm ideas and listen to the students. I mean, it's just phenomenal what they can come up with and how creative they are and how they can maybe translate some of that back here to the AP communities. Someday they could, you know, come back and further develop those ideas and become business owners themselves one day. So, you know, looking for anybody that might be willing to engage with students and hear about their ideas and provide them feedback would be a great way. With competing, going to competitions and such like that, there is a need, I guess, to support financially. Unfortunately, all of this stuff isn't free, but what great opportunities to compete. And so, you know, if there would be a business or an organization that would like to partner in some way and provide some financial support, that might be another way in which they could get involved. But really, just engaging with the students in their practicing of their events and helping them prepare, that I think would be great.
Well, Stacy, thanks for the time telling us about the Falcons' performance at the state DECA competition. Best of luck with Emma and Ellie as they head to Atlanta for the international competition coming up here in April. And keep up the great work developing these young professionals.
Thank you so much.